The image of the Good Shepherd is one of the most familiar and beloved in our tradition. Some, however, find it problematic, even irritating. Commentators often point out that comparing people to sheep reduces the intelligence of humans who, if like sheep, will always be dependent, subservient, and submissive. In other words, sheep are stupid and docile and easily manipulated. And to be identified with them denies our dignity, our voice, choice, and agency. Of course, everything depends on who your shepherd is. For the record, I'm happy to be a sheep if Jesus is the shepherd. Frankly, when I've exercised my independent, non-submissive voice, choice, and agency without following him, I've strode independently and non-submissively headlong into a ditch. A few ditches. Deep ditches. The more seasoned I become, the more I realize how tired I can get being in charge of myself. I want to be back in the aquamarine rocking chair in our living room, snug and cozy, nestled next to my mom. I want to feel safe, to be sheltered and held. And with time and experience, I can discern a voice distinct from all others, a sound, a pulse of warmth, the voice that guides and shelters and holds me, sometimes confused and sometimes stupid sheep. At those times when I really, really, really want to do it all my way, I have a choice. I can brace myself for the ditch, resigning myself to suffer yet again the long crawl out. Or I can follow the shepherd's way. I'm happy to report that as I become more seasoned, my shepherd-to-ditch ratio is improving. I'm starting to get it. While we persistently and inexplicably resist, its truth is nonetheless true, because the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need.